so?" said Yoda, regarding Mace Windu with half-shuttered eyes. "Believe this Dexter Jetster, do you?" Cross-legged on the chamber's other meditation pad, Mace shook his head and sighed. "Obi-Wan believes him."
"And in Obi-Wan you believe?"
Mace frowned. "Don't you?" It was Yoda's turn to sigh.
"Yes."
"Then what do you propose we do?" What indeed, that was the question. The deliberations following Anakin's angry departure from the council chamber had been brief. Those absent masters, caught up in desperate missions of their own, had declared their faith in Yoda's judgment and swiftly withdrawn from the Holo Conference. The others present in the council chamber had echoed their support and also retired, leaving just himself and Mace Windu to make the final decision. Of them all, they were the most experienced in war, the best strategic thinkers. Of them all, they were closest to Palpatine, and guiding Palpatine during this crisis was one of the Jedi's greatest tasks.
"Blunder blindly toward Grievous we must not," he said at last. "A wily adversary he is, a creature steeped in malice and hatred. Stop at nothing he will to see us defeated. Slaughter tens of thousands to distract us from our goal he would."
Glumly, they considered that. Already, Grievous had proven himself capable of such a barbaric tactic. On a smaller scale so far, but its success had promised greater destruction to come. His battle droids had raised an entire township on Ord Mantell in order to divert Republic troops and so effect an escape. Stoic Ki Adimundi had wept reporting it. Wept for the fathers cut down without a chance. Wept for the murdered mothers with their babies in their arms. The problem with Grievous, the greatest challenge they faced, was that his army was devoid of emotion. Machines felt nothing. They could kill and kill and keep on killing and never sicken of the blood. "It seems he has an endless supply of ships and battle droids," said Mace, grimacing. "Clearly he and Dooku have been planning this war for months. Who knows, perhaps years. We're desperately playing catch-up while this self-styled general and his army stay three easy steps ahead of us at every turn."
"Be careful," Yoda warned him sharply. "Despair a Jedi should not feel."
Mace stared, startled. Then he nodded. "Forgive me, Master. You're right. With everything that's happened, I was allowing myself to feel overwhelmed." Yoda considered him. Mace was courageous, often to the point of madness. Fierce, dedicated, disciplined, and obstinate in the face of defeat. To see him despondent was chilling.
"Recover Obi-Wan will, Master Windu," he said. "Dwell on his hurts you must not. Distractions we cannot afford. Not when Grievous we must defeat."
For a moment, Mace said nothing. Then he lifted his gaze. "Don't you find it alarming that Obi-Wan wasn't able to sense trouble before the explosions? When was the last time you can remember a Jedi blindly walking into something like that? You can't. It doesn't happen, Yoda. Not without interference. Whoever this Darth Sidious is, whatever mask he wears to walk among us, his influence is growing. The confusion of the dark side is growing. It's spreading like poison. Obi-Wan Kenobi is one of our best. If he can't see clearly..." Yoda said nothing. Students had to find their own way. "I'm sorry, Yoda," Mace said at last. "It's just... to the Jedi Knights and Padawans, even to the other masters and council members, I am the solemn and wise Mace Windu. Nothing disrupts my calm. No danger disturbs me. But I am a man as well as a Jedi. Here, alone with you, I can admit the truth. I must admit it. I am afraid."